Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 76 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And I'm going to talk about the Texas school shooting and school shootings in general, and maybe just gun violence in general. I think it's just unbelievably horrible and disgusting that we have these school shootings. And there, I have a lot to say about this subject, but it seems to me one of the first things we can say is, why don't we have security at schools? Because school shootings are a thing because they are successful. The reason why people go to schools to shoot people is because they know that they will be successful, almost guaranteed. It's an almost absolutely guaranteed, surefire way to get notoriety and to go out with a bang if you want to commit suicide by cop or whatever. And the way we stop school shootings is by making them no longer successful. So we need people to attempt it and then get killed immediately, and or just fail in some other way. We need people to fail at school shootings. And if we don't take any steps to secure our schools, people are not going to fail. And that's why we continue to have this problem. And I know that Democrats say that the solution is to ban guns or to ban, you know, high capacity magazines, or ban AR-15s, or ban semi-automatic pistols, which is pretty much every pistol. But that there are about 400 million guns out there. You're not going to, if you don't provide security at the schools, then you're not going to solve the problem, because somebody can get their hands on a gun. We already know government can ban things. Government bans heroin. Has that eliminated heroin from America? No. So, you know, I know that you can say that this particular shooting, the kid went to a store and he was 18 years old, and he bought AR-15, and then he went and he shot a bunch of people. And so the Democrats will say, well, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to buy an AR-15 if you are, or any gun, if you are under the age of 21. I've heard people say that about how, you know, kids who are 18-year-old kids are not really adults. Well, I just don't see how you can make this argument that it's an inconsistency to me, because in some ways we treat 18-year-olds like adults, in some ways we don't. And, you know, if you're 18 years old, you can be tried as an adult for murder, you can vote, you can join the military, it's the age of legal consent, but you can't buy a beer. And so the Democrats will say, well, see, that means we could also say they can't buy guns. And there's an argument there, but it seems to me that it's inconsistent, because are 18-year-olds adults or not? Are they adults or are they not adults? I think we need to be consistent. I mean, I don't understand why 18-year-olds can't buy beer if they're adults. If an 18-year-old is an adult American citizen, then they should have all the rights that adult American citizens have. But if we're going to say, well, they're not really adults, then they shouldn't have the rights of an adult American citizen. They shouldn't be allowed to vote. It shouldn't be the age of consent. They shouldn't be allowed to join the military. You know, I don't know. It just seems like there's an inconsistency here that we have to reconcile. But still, if you do that, all you're doing is eliminating the 18-year-old kids. You're not eliminating the 21-year-old kids, or 21-year-olds, or 30-year-olds, or 40-year-olds who can go and shoot up a school. So you haven't done anything about that. So, and what you've done is you have decreased liberty, right? So Why can't we try to solve problems by increasing freedom instead of decreasing freedom? And why can't we try to solve problems without creating additional problems, or even much, much worse problems? Look, we have the Second Amendment. The point of the Second Amendment is so that the American people can be well armed in case they need to fight the government. That's why we have the Second Amendment. Okay, anybody who thinks it's for deer, hunting deer, is an idiot. And yes, that includes Joe Biden and most Democrats. You know, this is not about hunting deer. This is about preserving the liberty of humanity. And the only way to do that is to have the power to fight back against aggression and against tyranny. And so if you know, and I've said this before about gun violence. Gun violence is terrible. You know, 19 dead kids is terrible, but it's nothing compared to the violence that governments are capable of. And history is full of the absolute horrible, massive scale violence that governments are capable of. Not just capable of, but actually do, right? Commit. Governments commit horrible. The greatest committer of violence against humanity is government. It's not the occasional crazy person. So why, if you ban guns or ban AR-15s, ban high-capacity magazines, all you're doing is creating a potentially much, much bigger problem, and putting literally the liberty of humanity at stake, you know, at risk of being snuffed out by a heavily armed government. And so why solve what? You'll be safe, like I've said before. You know, I can make you safe from COVID. I can make sure you never die from COVID. I'll lock you in your house. I will lock you in a cage, and you will never get out, and you will never go anywhere. You will never do anything. You will never come into contact with another human being ever again. I've just solved COVID. I just solved COVID. Aren't I a great, great guy? Well, no, of course not, because I've created much, much bigger problems. You don't want to live that way. So nobody wants to live that way. So except Australians. So, and Canadians, but generally nobody wants to live that way. And so, yeah, if we ban guns or ban, you know, effective, efficient guns, good guns, we're not solving, you know, we will solve that problem. Nobody will get shot in a school because nobody will have guns except for the police, except for the government. But you're opening up humanity to a much bigger problem. So why do that? Why solve one problem and create a different problem? Why not solve the problem without creating another problem? I mean, if you put armed security in schools, I mean, and this is something that Maryland has. Maryland passed a law in 2018 called the Safe to Learn Act of 2018, where they require every school to have some kind of either a school resource officer or some other kind of law enforcement officer. Why can't we do that? Why can't every state do that? And this was a Democrat state. You know, Maryland is a blue state. It's got a Republican governor, but it's the legislature is controlled by Democrats. This was a Democrat bill and supported by Democrats. And why can't, you know, and I think that we should applaud the Democrats for supporting it in Maryland, but it's funny to me that Democrats in other states don't want this kind of bill, because now obviously a lot has happened since 2018, which is basically the Democrat Party has gone completely insane. They hate the police now. And in fact, in Alexandria City, they voted to take all the school resource officers out of the schools for about a year, and then they decided it was a terrible idea, and now they're putting them back in. And remember the Elizabeth Warren, and I think it was Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut. They had a bill to stop funding school resource officers to get police out of schools a couple years ago in 2020. So, you know, the Democrats have turned against the police, and yet, so there's this inconsistency. They want the police to be the only people with guns, and yet they don't want the police in the schools. Well, that doesn't make any sense. So what do they want? I mean, how do we solve this problem? It seems pretty simple. Armed security in schools. And like I've said, we've got plenty of money for this. There are plenty of useless bureaucrats at the Board of Education we can fire and get the money. We just spent $56 billion sending that to Ukraine. Why can't we fund our own, the problems here we have in our own country? So it just seems a little disingenuous that, and I hate to be this kind of conspiracy theorist, but it seems like the Democrats don't really want to solve this problem. They want to keep this problem. They love school shootings, because school shootings provide a great wedge issue, because then now they can say, oh, there was another school shooting, let's come out and say we gotta ban guns, we gotta ban AR-15s, ban high-capacity magazines, because they know the Republicans won't go along with that. And so they can divide us up. Oh, I'm a Democrat, I'm gonna vote for them because they wanna do this, and the Republicans are against that. And instead of working with Republicans, because Republicans are generally in favor of armed security in schools, so why can't they work together and solve the problem? And I think that Donald Trump just gave a speech at the NRA about this and said that's what we should do. We should have armed security in the schools. We should let our teachers, if they want, they should be allowed to carry concealed handguns if they want to take some training. I think that's a great idea too. There's already plenty of teachers out there who have concealed handguns, handgun permits, and are not allowed to bring them into the schools. And they're really well trained. They go to the range all the time. They do drills all the time. You know, many of them have been had great, really good formal training. Why can't they be there to aid in the defense of these kids? But it seems like this is an age-old problem. We put these kids into a school, and then we just make it illegal for anybody to defend them. You know, and then we demand that the police do it, but we don't want them in the school, because we don't want the police in the schools. So the police will just call the police, and they'll show up. And like they did in Texas, they waited outside for 40 minutes. You know, and now I think they did go in and took fire and retreated, and then they waited. But you know, if someone was already in there and prepared and trained, then this wouldn't happen. You know, this kind of thing wouldn't happen. And if anybody tried it, they would immediately be stopped, most likely, and it would become it would no longer be a thing. It would become a really dumb idea. You want to go try a school shooting? That's a dumb idea. So we should make it a dumb idea. We should create the conditions where school shootings are just a really dumb idea. That's just a dumb idea. Don't do that. So that's what I think about school shootings, and I think that we as Republicans, we should advocate security in schools. Don't try to limit the rights of other people who haven't done anything wrong, and don't try to this preventative, this preemptive strike on people who haven't done anything wrong. And don't limit the rights of 18-year-olds. You know, why don't we just secure the schools? So that way, even if a 30-year-old with an AR-15 wants to go shoot up a school, they won't succeed. You know, you can say that okay, well, my solution will prevent that 18-year-old kid from going to a gun store and buying that gun and then going and shooting people. Okay, it won't prevent a 21-year-old kid or a 22-year-old kid or a 23-year-old kid or a 24-year-old kid. It's, right? It doesn't make it. It's just a patchwork. It's slapping a patch on the problem. Why not just solve the problem? Put security in schools. I don't know why this is controversial. And the only reason I can think of that it is controversial is because Democrats don't want to solve the problem. They don't want to solve the problem because they want to keep the problem. Like I've said a million times, Democrats don't want to solve problems. If they solved problems, then you wouldn't need them anymore. You wouldn't have any reason to vote for them. If the problem is solved, you know, and this is, but of course, Texas is a Republican state, and they haven't solved the problem. They haven't put armed security in every school. You know, if these are Republicans, you're supposed to be doing the right thing. And so is it, you know, now I don't think the Republicans are doing that on purpose. I think they're just incompetent idiots not getting the job done. So it's time for us to stop being incompetent idiots and just get the job done. Just, you know, every red state should have armed security in every school, period. Let the blue states do what they want to do. And of course, school shootings will still happen there because blue state schools will be a great place to go shoot people. But red state schools will be secure. So I don't know. It just seems like this is one way we can differentiate ourselves and just get the job done, solve a problem, show that we can solve a problem. So that's all right. That's it. That's episode 76. So if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on whatever, Podbean, iTunes. Share it on social media. I'm on Truth and Getter and Minds and Sovereign and Parler and Gab and Twitter and I don't know, just probably a couple others. So Float is the other one that I can think of. But all right, that's it. And have a great Memorial Day weekend. All right, bye-bye.